This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
This is the mainframe. Welcome, everyone. This episode, we're going to be talking about ego, vanity, and drama in our mindset series. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great, and I like to think I don't have a strong ego, but I'm sure it does come out. I think everybody leaks their ego every now and again, right?
Yeah, it does. It happens, and I think that, you know, you have to understand when it's time to kind of put that aside and move over and kind of allow things to be more in the flow of everything versus just focused on what is in this for me kind of stuff.
Yeah. And it's easy to identify when it's happening with somebody else. Like, I guess the biggest example right now is Donald Trump. He's a reality TV star turned presidential candidate. You can see when somebody else has got an ego. Not always easy to identify when you're playing with your ego yourself.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of times, a lot of the things that drive us crazy about other people are things that we kind of don't like about ourselves. So they're pieces of our own ego that tend to get in our way a lot of times are those things in other people that drive us crazy. And, you know, when you're so focused on your own attention, a lot of times it's hard to see what else is going on. And it's really kind of a waste of time and energy focusing so much on your own ego and vanity.
Yeah, except at the same time, we're kind of encouraged to boost our egos because of the personal branding and being an entrepreneur and all of these things. We see that a lot of the people that who seem to be super successful, they have massive egos and they're self-promotional. So it looks like that's the route to success, right?
It does. And, you know, ultimately, it's one of those things. I mean, you can look at, you know, some of the ridiculous people out there like Kanye West and the Kardashians and Donald Trump. And I mean, we can just keep naming people that really don't have a lot going on for them aside from the fact that they have big egos. Yeah, you know, Kanye, it's questionable, his talent. I mean, some people think he's talented, some people think he's not. Kardashians, yeah, now we're getting to the point where people are just famous for being famous. And now you're talking about a kind of way of approaching life where it's all about trying to create this persona of everybody likes me. And we see this in our own industry a lot. And I'm not going to name any names here because, you know, we know who they are, but we're not going to point any fingers with them because it's easier to pick on celebrities. But internet celebrities are just as bad. They, you know, they trying to drive this. There are some of those that we know personally who actually aren't as successful as you think they are. It's all ego. It's all, you know, they kind of conflate this approach that they're these awesome hustlers that are doing these great things. And it turns out in the reality, they're not actually as successful as you think. And the problem when you focus that much on your own personal vanity, what makes you feel good, makes you feel important, makes you feel like you're doing great things, a lot of times you're not actually accomplishing anything. All you're doing is, you know, conflating this false ego.
Yeah, you're wasting all your energy on things that are not productive. And it's the chasing fame rather than creating something real, isn't it? It's like creating your own reality TV show on Instagram and Facebook rather than actually building something.
You see it a lot with the internet celebrities, but, you know, Vine celebrities, YouTube celebrities, and they've kind of built these followings around just a kind of very cardboard image. But then you see, now when we look at the other side of this though too, there are a lot of people in this industry online and celebrities that are actually doing great things. They're extremely talented, you know, whether they're musical artists or they're actors or they're YouTube artists, there are Instagram photographers, there are online personas and coaches that are doing great things that are really helping people. And that comes through. They don't have to inflate their ego in any way. It just, the the positive side of the positive things they're doing shows. I mean, we see now, I mean, you know, you look at things like, you know, a lot of the, like Chris Pratt and his kind of following of being a good guy and a good actor. You see what Ryan Reynolds has done for Deadpool. His persona of kind of being this good guy, he's really funny, he's kind of genuine, has kind of helped his celebrity status increase, helped his character kind of grow. But he, Chris Pratt, a lot of the other, these other celebrities don't come across as people who are, you know, so, you know, focused on themselves that that's all they care about. There's really this sort of genuine, they love what they do. They're really good at it, but they also, you know, they give credit to the other people in their, you know, their writers and the directors, and they do things for their community. They do things for their fans. It's way more about the artists and the work they're doing and how that impacts people versus just, you know, look at me, everybody.
Yeah, I think Keanu Reeves is another example. After the Matrix movies, he gave the, was it the stunt actors? He gave them Harley Davidsons as a thank you. And they focus on the results and the work rather than the fame. And so it, people kind of look at it as a cause and effect thing, but they get it the wrong way around. It's not the fame that they've built up. They had good results, therefore they got famous.
Yeah, and you see that a lot in our industry too. I mean, there are a lot of people that are, you know, they've kind of built businesses around doing good work, producing good software, being good, solid coaches. It's not about the other way around, where it is about building up this persona that I'm so great, you should listen to what I'm saying, and then trying to sell people on your message. Your message and your product was solid, and you know, you're kind of boosting everybody. And that's sort of the opposite of pulling everybody down. Cause you see the other side of this too. I mean, there are people in our industry, in other industries, in politics, where the driving force of what somebody is doing is what they can do to drag other people down, what they can do to make other people look bad or make themselves feel better than, you know, than everybody else, versus people who really kind of focus on let's raise everybody up. Let's all kind of do this great work together and create something cool that everybody will like and everybody will benefit from. So it's two different perspectives of approaching things when it comes to how you let your ego drive you versus how you create a persona that's more about looking at things from an empathetic and compassionate point of view.
Yeah, and that negative side, it's stressful, it drains your energy, and it makes people not want to be around you, especially when you get a reputation for being somebody that drags people down, or, you know, gossips or anything like that. It actually hurts your future success because nobody wants to partner with you.
And a lot of this comes from a place of fear and misunderstanding, or fighting with reality, trying to make reality to conform to what it is. I mean, there's outside in thinking where you think that the world is creating your experience and are impacting your feelings and everything you're doing. When in fact, if you live from the inside out, where you realize that it is your perspective that is creating what is happening to you, and the way you approach life is based on the way you think and the way you approach things, the way you approach reality, meeting reality where it is. It's this fear and this constant struggle of desperately trying to be important and make yourself feel bigger, and it comes from a place, you know, a lot of times, I mean, it goes back to the whole, you know, the old adage about bullies, they bully because they're afraid, and, you know, once you stand up to them, it's the same way with ego, and it's the same way with, you know, these kind of inflated personalities who really are just, you know, that's all they are. They're hot air with, you know, kind of a nice coiffed image, and when you really start to poke at it, you realize there's nothing substantial behind it. And it's really comes from a place of fear. If you approach the world in a way that you understand that this is reality, you accept what it is, but then work within that framework, work in harmony with reality, you do a lot better than trying to fight it constantly and create this, you know, this huge ego that can, you know, create a unafraid persona.
Yeah, and the more you try to fight it, the more conflict happens, the more drama, the more stress. But also, a lot of the times reality reflects, it's a mirror image of your internal thought process. So the more you lash out, the more you're going to exacerbate the problem you're trying to resolve. So there are practical steps you can take, right?
That's true.
The Mainframe is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for building your own online marketing and sales platform. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform. Stop trying to hack together your website yourself. Head over to rainmaker.fm/platform today and get back to building your business.
So let's talk about some of those things that we can do. And I think the number one most important issue is to manage your expectations. And what I mean by that is look at the world from a point of view of approaching reality from where it's at, approaching people from where it's at, your life, your business, everything that you're doing from a very practical, this is the reality of things. Now, that doesn't mean you have to like it, but you have to understand that this is what it is. And a lot of times we fight against things we don't like. So we end up putting out this image of I'm stronger than this, or I'm better than this, or the world is against me. I'm fighting everything. If you're constantly fighting against reality, that's always going to be your experience. But if you kind of put this image out of, I'm going to accept reality where it's at, and then I can make changes, starting with myself, changes in my own thinking, changes in my own awareness of the way things are, and it all's coming from a place inside where you start to experience reality from a point of view of the actual reality that's there, and use your thought to kind of create this rudder effect where thought guides everything. And you know, that doesn't mean, you know, kind of Pollyanna, this whole, you know, everything is great, stupid mantras and stupid, you know, affirmations that don't actually mean anything or do anything. But there is something to be said for letting your natural thinking, that is not this kind of over anxiety, not letting the lizard brain take over and always being from a thought process of, I'm always in trouble, I'm always in danger, but from a natural thinking process from the inside of understanding reality and living in harmony with it. So, you know, you can start out by trying to work from the point of view of where you're at, and then create your own plan and your own way of thinking from that perspective.
Yeah, and you can always identify the bad habits that you fall into. I'm personally quite sensitive, paranoid even, and I need to work on my confidence. And so a lot of my responses and reactions are based out of that insecurity. So when I go into Facebook and get into an argument, I'm not going to convince anybody. And, you know, I really should learn that people are always going to be wrong on the internet. It's that famous XKCD comic, why aren't you coming to bed? There are people wrong on the internet. That's me. And I can work on that. Being the best version of yourself and improving on your bad habits is a really good place to start.
Yeah, and you got to understand that there is always this gap, and some people call it the sacred gap. It's from when something happens to your reaction. And that sacred gap is where your reality is created. So between the point that something happens and your reaction to it, there is a time to pause and reflect and be mindful of how you're going to react or not react to a certain situation. And it allows you to really get a handle on approaching the world in a way that's not always reactionary, that's not always lashing out or being afraid and running away. You know, the fight, flight, and freeze response is natural, but because we are thinking, logical human beings, we can create this gap between when that lizard brain feels that attack or feels that imminent doom and when we react to it. We can actually put some thought into that sacred space and allow it to come across as a way that's better. So instead of, if somebody says something that offends you, instead of immediately lashing out, take a moment and think about, what is the best reaction here? And if you can do that with everything, these sacred pauses really kind of start to create a reality, because a reality from a point of view of where you're not always reacting from everything, where you're living from a place of terms like centered, mindful, being a place of liberation, being a place of freedom, not being reactionary, living in harmony with the universe, if you want to get really hippie. But it's really like that if you can learn to take a moment from when your lizard brain reacts to whatever is happening and then your actual action or your reaction to it. That sacred pause can create a huge difference in the way you experience the world.
Yeah. And part of it is reacting while you're observing. It's what we talked about in the previous episode of that metacognition of observing your own thoughts. I know there are certain things that are hot buttons for me. And one of them is any kind of zero-sum thinking where for you to win, I have to lose. But in knowing that, I can measure my response a little bit and I can start seeing how actually it's not the situation, it's something that's ingrained in me, it's my programming that's responding that way. And another part of it is understanding that you don't have to live up to someone else's plan for you, someone else's nice tidy box for you to fit in. You don't have to live to somebody else's template. Anytime somebody says you should, or people in our community should be like this, or for you to be this, you have to act like that. They're trying to fit you into a box, but you don't have to live that way. You don't have to live up to anybody else's expectations necessarily. And so there's a lot of guilt comes with acting authentically that doesn't necessarily have to be there. And, you know, if you find a community or a circle, a network is constantly trying to mold you, then an option is to opt out of it. And you see that a lot where people try to control open source communities because it's all volunteer, in clubs and memberships where people have a predetermined idea of what the membership should be like and that you have to fit into that.
Yeah, and when you start thinking about it from that perspective, you start looking at it from what you can do for others versus what you are done for you. And you kind of approach everything from a sense of generosity and gratitude. And it's amazing when you can do that, when you can be grateful for things that are happening and you can be generous to a point where you're not completely being a doormat, but you're giving back to people. You're doing things in service of others. And when you do that, one of the things you find is you naturally start to create this persona of somebody who is a genuine person. And it kind of goes back to putting out into the world the kind of things you want to get back. If you're always negative, you're only going to get negative back. If you're positive and you're grateful and you're generous, you will get that back. That's just the way things work. I mean, it's a cause and effect universe. I mean, what you put out there comes back. I mean, that's the very definition of karma. I mean, there's sort of this, you know, this religious, you know, this kind of, you know, metaphysical idea of karma. But then there's the basic cause and effect of karma. What you do will come back to you. If you slap somebody, they're going to slap you back. If you treat somebody nice, they're going to treat you nice. I mean, you know, everything from basic, like, you know, if you go in and you see the somebody at a restaurant or the coffee barista is having a bad day and everybody's treating them poorly and you treat them well, they will remember that. And in ways that aren't just, you know, it that feeling of being able to lift somebody up will, you know, kind of come back in spades because you start to carry through this your being of, you know, this kind of place of generosity and being in service to others without having to give up yourself. I mean, you learn to do it in a way that kind of can be helpful to other people, but it also helps you in other ways. And we've talked about this through this whole series that we've done about products and about how to approach things and how to think about your audience and how to do things that's best for them. Those are the products that sell well. That's just a way of approaching life. If you put out there positive things, you'll get positive things back.
Yeah, be excellent to one another. People will always remember what you said or what you did, but they'll remember how you make them feel. And we see that. We see that on the receiving end. So try and be a person that projects that.
Exactly. Well, in our next episode, which is actually going to be our final episode of this podcast, right, Chris? We're kind of winding things down. We've covered everything that we thought we can cover, and we've reached a point where we feel like we've covered the majority of those topics we want to cover, and we're going to wind this down, right?
yeah, it's sad, but, you know, we always say leave on a high note, and I think we've basically created a free course.
So, exactly. That's what we're thinking too. I mean, I don't think we could, you know, get to a point where we've given away most of our secrets. I think this is a good place to end it. In our next and final episode, we're going to be winding down the podcast, but we're also going to be winding down the series on mindset, which really is the most powerful tool in your toolbox. And we're going to be talking about dealing with fear and criticism, and that's in the next episode.